The kids at Parker Varney School are excited as they file into the cafeteria, or should I say the Fresh Picks Cafe. Earlier this year, the school's kitchen was overhauled by a food services company called Cafe Services. Now kitchen staff can serve up new items on site and use as much fresh food as possible instead of the same old tired cafeteria fare. The response to the changes has been both encouraging and in some ways startling.
It does surprise me, say, on chicken nugget day, when I do as many salads as I do chicken nuggets. Yeah, that surprises me. Because these kids haven't had that fresh, healthy choice, and they love it.
That's Cheryl Musser, who heads Cafe Services operation at Parker Varney. Perhaps the most remarkable thing is that all of this was set in motion by a bunch of third graders. As part of a Parker Varney class project last year aimed at improving the school meal program, the kids did research, conducted surveys, and presented their findings at City Hall. City officials were so impressed, they hired a firm to set up a kind of test kitchen at the school. Sam Audette, a third grade teacher who led the project, says students then presented their research to Cafe Services.
So then we immediately started seeing things that they had wanted throughout the district on their menus. Grilled cheese,
mac and cheese,
macaroni and cheese, soup.
It was up to Cafe Services to come up with healthy versions of these favorites. The food does comply with the standards of the Healthy and Hunger-Free Kids Act. Those standards, which have been a priority for First Lady Michelle Obama, have generated pushback in some quarters. Students complain that they've resulted in unpalatable food, while food service directors say the new standards have hurt their revenues. Salem and Londonderry recently pulled their high schools out of the federally subsidized school meal program so they could be free to serve meals more to students' liking. In Manchester, Mayor Ted Gatsis had often lamented seeing kids toss their meals into the trash.
I think that we made the right decision. The kids are eating more salad and chickpeas and broccoli than you can imagine. I've put the students on a mission to send a letter to the school board to ask that the rest of the schools participate in the same program.
Cafe Services fitted up the Parker Varney kitchen on its own dime. It now gets the federal reimbursements for the meals it serves at the school. Having a fuller kitchen on site allows Cafe Services to serve more fresh food and minimizes the need to store items for extended periods of time. Before, the kitchen was just used to warm up large quantities of pre-made food from a central facility.
The food sometimes was soggy, so the kids didn't want food like that. They wanted like hot food that could be like served like right away.
That's Misha Philippe, one of the leaders of the project. The 9-year-old says the experience has changed her eating habits beyond school.
When I'm eating something, I always think, oh, this is healthy and this is not healthy. So I try to eat like the healthy stuff more often and the unhealthy stuff like sometimes once in a while.
For the latest phase of the school project, third graders surveyed their peers about how they liked the new fare. And the results are pretty encouraging. The kids prefer the new menu to the old stuff by about a 25-to-1 margin. For NHPR, I'm Ted Seifer.